analysts on GBC's current affairs program Talking Point have expressed worry about Ghana's population growth. According to them, Ghana's growth should not exceed 1.5% per annum, but as it stands now, the figure has exceeded the country's growth rate, which stands at 2.5% per annum, a situation which does not help looking at Ghana's economy. They advise that more attention be given to family planning to help reduce the growth rate. David Yanukwa Kombat is a director of communications and dissemination and census coordinator at the Ghana Statistical Service.
For a developing country like ours, we would say it's okay, but we would prefer that it goes slower.
But for a developing country like ours?
Yes, for a developing country like ours, if we take advantage of demographic dividend, make use of the young people who are able and willing to work, we should be able to produce to take care of ourselves.
But you said you prefer it goes slower.
Yes.
Why?
Why? Because the economy is not growing at that rate. We are not able to take care of people the way we should. Many people are turned out of the universities. People finish secondary school, polytechnics, and a lot are unemployed. I just saw in the standard that about 70,000 people are turned out every year from tertiary institutions. About 5,000 are engaged, so it's a cause for concern. If you look at the structure, we have a broad base. If you look at issues relating to family planning, in the past we had put so much emphasis on family planning than we're doing now.
Yes.
And so if we continue to leave it for people to decide what they want to do, then we are likely to have it growing the way it is growing now. For example, if we look at Ghana's population, the fertility rate, especially for the northern regions, is very high. And if you look at the growth rate, it's equally high. I mean, we're thinking that because of migration, it's an area where people move down south. So we should expect that as they move down, the growth rate will be smaller. But we don't see that. So it means that the fertility is high in such places. And what can we do as a country to get it done? We can only do that by going to them, educating them, sensitizing them on the importance of having a smaller family size to manage.
How realistic would that be to educate Ghanaians, and especially the Ghanaian man, to have small family?
I think if we are committed to educating them, there are people, Planned Parenthood Association of Ghana is there, National Population Council is there, Ghana Health Service is there. These are institutions that can take up. And then sensitize, if we prioritize as a country, that there's a need to educate. China is committed to it, and they have been able to do that. You know, when China relaxed its one-child policy, the population, you know, has started picking up.
The Executive Director, National Population Council, Dr. Letitia Adley-Dapia, said population deals with structure, and if there is no structure, the country's economy is affected.
A population policy is supposed to harmonize the growth rate with economic development. And what we really need to look at is to look at, for instance, some indicators as the dependency ratio, for instance, which is very high. Coming from the population council, we set a target of a growth rate of 1.5 by the year 2020. Currently, as we speak, the growth rate is 2.5, which is a bit on the higher side. Because with a growth rate of 2.5, it means annually we add on 800,000. Meanwhile, if we are able to attain a growth rate of 1.5, we'll be adding on about 480,000, which is easier to manage. Than that. So I think that it's a bit on the higher side.
It's a
bit on the higher side, especially looking at the dependency ratio.
But since it's on the high side, should we be worried? Because for some countries on the high side, and it's an advantage for them. But for us, if it's on the high side, should we be worried?
Yes, we should be worried, because population, it's not just the numbers, it's the structure. It's the structure that counts. You know, because everybody in the country consumes, but not everybody produces. So when those who are producing are less, cannot support those consuming, then developing the country becomes a challenge. And if you have a population where under 15 is about 40%, compared to developed countries where you can get 20%, 22%, then I think we should be worried. It curtails development.
The executive director of PPAG, Dr. Joseph Amuzu, said there should be a balance between population growth and economic development.
I think the basic issue is that you can have as many people as you want, but will you be able to take care of them? And we see it when we go to the market, we are stepping on each other. Our kids are not getting admission to schools. So it's how you balance the population growth with economic development. That is what matters. The absolute numbers that we are adding may not matter, provided we can produce enough and fix our economy, fix our health, fix our education, agriculture, to feed people, then we can say we are managing the growth.
But if we're not able to do these things, it becomes that worrying.
It becomes worrying. That is why we have this 10 population explosion, you know, and then you have so many people, and in the long run, what you get is civil strife, people fighting among each other for scarce resources. Mm. So it's about how you match our resources, our productivity with the numbers.
Right.
The reasons are many, but like we said, number one is cultural, religious. Our culture in most places is such that we desire bigger families for probably economic reasons, for security reasons. And those days, people felt that because we hadn't advanced so much in the healthcare, so they're afraid that their kids will die and therefore they need more children to replace and they keep going. Generally, for religious reasons also, it's clear that a lot of religion say that childbirth is the work of God, is God who has given, and therefore we should just produce. But in a country, if you go by that assumption that we should just go on and produce and produce and produce, there will come a time where we will not even have a place to sleep.